Jonah, I can see that you're angry, but I want you to walk longer beside me. I have heard your story, and I can also imagine it. The blunt shock of black waves, night heavy on limbs, the slap and scream of wind on the faces of six sailors that no one can hear. They're throwing cargo, profanity and prayer into the endless eons of water. And you are below deck, asleep, Jonah. Or were you sick and racked with terror? Now comes the dislocation of the mast, the snapping stanchions, the salt-scoured eyes straining for a vision, for a calm reason. But a fever of disrepair has those six sailors fumbling for the drawstrings of blame. Do you open it up for them, Jonah? The story you have told us here in Nineveh is that you gave them such a grand confession. You had reneged on a holy mission. The storm was your due punishment. So, as their bravery rips in a last split of thunder, they throw you down through the cold, sucking water, down to the bottom of that shuddering ocean, where Satan's weeds reach for your soul. Then your story tells of a rescue. A huge fish swallows you through its gullet and into the softness of its belly. Do you sense time, Jonah? Because you have said that you counted 3 days and nights within that unusual Leviathan. There, amongst the krill and tiny plankton, you swear to your God in his solid sanctuary that you will be his prophet and missionary, teller of the future. The fish sickens, spews you out on dry sand. That is a story you have told all of us, here, landlocked, in the city of Nineveh. But I am a harbour girl from Tarshish, who sat on the quays, sewing old sails and mending many nets. Indeed, I do know my right hand from my left. And there I met a trader in silver who had rowed out to help the boats in the storm. He had found you down in the hold below deck. The six sailors had been washed from the wreck whilst you had succumbed to a stunned disinterest, wrapped in your vomit and a comfort of loneliness. As a grey dawn seemed to ease back the storm, the trader put you ashore. Then he rowed over to me at the quays. I watched his bones and sinews. I fell for him, Jonah. I sang him my sweetest shanties of wonder, laughed as he danced the weave of their rhyme. I mended all his billowing sails. I swam for all his flailing lines. But he left for old horizons, for other times. The sea is something I used to sit beside, but the past can't be mended, patched or woven by stories or songs we refine, not for love, but to plate our pride. Jonah, you say you're a prophet, conquering time and controlling justice, your soul standing strong like a gourd in a palace. But a worm is hidden. The lies are eating at your contentment. Follow me back to Tarshish if you think that can become what we both want. God's promise. A truthful passage upon time's folding waves. The quivering tides that only God and the moon, in all their science and wondrous beauty, can ever pull back.